The common and the car park adjacent to the Pantiles in Tunbridge Wells is about to be sold at the end of March by the freeholder. Most residents in Tunbridge Wells are fairly unaware that this is happening, and even more so that the common areas are very likely to be sold with a view to later future developments in one form or another. The Friends of the Common Society have been trying to raise funds to enable a public purchase of the areas, ensuring they remain in the public domain rather than the private sector for the future. I'm joined live now in the studio by Jay Butler to explain more. Good afternoon, Jay.
Hi, Chris. Thanks very much for having us.
That's okay. Nice to have you listening, everyone. And first of all, I think, Jay, the deadline is very close, isn't
it? Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about the plans and when you became aware of what was going on.
Well, I personally became aware of the plans only a short while ago. I think, like a lot of people, I was kind of blissfully ignorant of the fact that I didn't even know that it was owned by a private commercial entity. I think most people are under the misnomer that it's got the word common in it, so it must be owned by the council or the people. But that's not true. And as you say, it's being sold at the end of March. And unfortunately, I'm not, you know, trying to scaremonger. As far as I'm aware, there's no immediate plans for anything like that. But you have to ask yourself, as a commercial aspect to it, all commercial concerns have commerciality. And so there must be an end game to that.
No,
who would buy something as a commercial entity if there wasn't a commercial aspect to it? And I think that's where the vital bit is, the urgency.
So, in terms of your involvement, when did you get involved and why?
Literally, about 2 weeks ago, my wife, who happens to be friends with one of the people, one of the good people who work on the Friends of the Common Society, she was having a chat with her, and I happened to be there eavesdropping on the meeting, and I said, well, you know, someone's got to do something. We've got to get more involved, because I think we're all under the illusion now that we're powerless, and we're not, you know. People could do anything. So, you know, as a great man once said, no input, no output. So we started thinking, well, okay, what can we do to bring this on? You've got 30 days now, and, you know, you don't want it to slip
so
under the radar.
How soon were you aware of what they were planning to do? I mean, how long has this been?
I think the issue has been running for quite some time, because the society has been raising pledges for quite some time now, as far as I'm aware. But I personally only became aware of it a few weeks ago. And for me, it's always, you can't sit on your hands. You've got to get up and be counted. Otherwise, things change, and then you can't blame anyone else. It's not down to anyone else.
No, absolutely.
It's down to you.
Are you aware of any petitions or other protests that have been put forward before? Because obviously it's close to the deadline. So.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, I know the society's been running a lot of events and a lot of things leading up to it. And they've been doing amazing work. They've raised a significant amount of money, which is going to give them a real chance. But we're so close to the finishing line, and we just need that extra impetus. We need that extra awareness and the public to stand and put their hand up and say, we want to keep this space for future generations.
Yeah, and I guess in terms of green grass and common lands, and I know, as you are well aware and most of our listeners are well aware, we need to build more houses so that we can house people, but there has to be a limit in terms of where they build.
And I think as well, you have to remember that it's a rarity now to have a space that beautiful in the heart of a town and have it accessible for anyone. I mean, you know, that's the old cliche. You don't want to be saying at some point, well, I remember when all this was fields. You've got to protect these things, because once they're gone, they're gone, and then we'll all be sitting in traffic thinking, if only there was room to breathe, you know? And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep that space.
And I think the other thing is, with new builds, they have to have the infrastructure around it as well to accommodate that with schools, hospitals, doctors, dentists.
Absolutely. And I think there's a feeling as well of, you know, these small incremental changes. I mean, that land was set aside for common grazing in Magna Carta or whatever it would have been. And people assume that it's finite. It can stay like that forever. It can't. You've got to fight for it. You know, there is no such thing as a sure thing anymore. So things change, and the status quo may not be as it always is. So you have to future-proof things by making your voice heard.
Yeah, And it's such a great space as well in terms of walking, getting fresh air.
Yeah.
Walking the dogs.
Absolutely.
Even if you haven't got a dog, just getting out in the countryside.
Yeah, and I mean,
Tunbridge Wells, I guess, because, you know, you've got the Ashdown Forest. You can drive to get somewhere.
Yeah.
But when it's on your doorstep, like it is at the Pantiles.
That's right, yeah.
To lose that is...
I think it's no less than a gem in the middle of when you first come to this town and you discover it's quite awesome. You go and you think, it's not just a... It's not a park. It's much more sprawling than that. It's so varied in its scenery. And I think as well, you've got to remember, it's not just for the people who've got those lovely common-side properties. It's for the community. People come from much further outside town to use that space, and we want to keep that forever.
Yeah. What have you done in terms of arranging the march for Saturday?
Well, it's all been very kind of lastminute.com, but I just felt their campaign could do with, you know, some sort of physical presence, so it's been all hands to deck. We've been doing a lot of flyering, and we've got some banners up around town, and obviously radio interviews like this, and just trying to get everyone on board and get a sense of urgency into it, really, because there's a malaise in life, and you can very easily think it's someone else's job, anytime but now, anyone but here, you know, anyone but me, anyone anywhere but here. And I just think, you know, you've got to get hands on. So that's what really sparks me up, is you know, let's get urgent, because it's an important issue.
Yeah. Absolutely. And in terms of pledges, how does that work?
Well, people can go and pledge online. The Friends of the Common, I'll just give their website address, which is www.friendsofthecommon.uk. And there you've got everything you need to be able to make a pledge. And obviously your money, it doesn't matter if it's a pound, it doesn't matter if it's £10, doesn't matter, whatever amount you can give, that might be the thing that tips the seesaw in balance of favour. So, you know, give whatever you can. It's really important.
So, realistically, in terms of stopping it, because we are very close to the deadline, as you've said, what happens in terms of tipping the balance? Does that mean that the money has to be raised to then stop the development going?
It's not stopped development. It's to be able to purchase the freehold. So that would then put a board of elected democratic representatives in charge of it in favour of the public. So it wouldn't be a commercial interest anymore. That would give it longevity, and it would protect it from development or, you know, just from that commercial aspect.
Okay. So the details of the march. So it's this coming Saturday.
It is,
28th of Feb.
That's right, yeah.
What time does it start? Where can people turn up?
Yeah, we're all going to meet at the famous Rocks, which is a landmark everyone knows. We're gathering there at 12:30 in the afternoon. It is an all-ages event. Everyone is welcome. So, you know, bring your kids, bring your mum and dad, bring the dog. Bring a poo bag if you're bringing a dog. And we can have a kind of little gathering there and a bit of a public address. And then we're going to, it sounds very militant calling it a march, but it really is the best way to enjoy that space. We have a walk, you know, there's no running or...
I think that's the other thing. I mean, I know we call things like protests a march.
Yeah, a march, yeah.
But it's a walk, and to demonstrate the countryside and the common that is there
absolutely.
On your doorstep.
What better representation of that space than to all be in it together appreciating it?
Exactly.
And it's a happy event, you know. I think people have got bad connotations with the word march because it makes you think of anger. But, yeah, you should be vocal, and you can be happy vocal, and you can be a positive oral and physical presence that represents the public's wishes. And
exactly.
I think that's what it's all about. And we'll walk down to the forum, and then we'll make a bit of roadside noise and hopefully get people who know nothing about it looking and saying, well, what's this?
Okay, perfect. And again, just to remind us before I let you go, Jay, where can people get more information from?
Well, you can get information from the Friends of the Common website, which is www.friendsofthecommon.uk. They can also go on Facebook and find the Friends of Tunbridge and Rustall Commons, and you'll see everything you need to do there. We're kind of flooding social media at the moment, but the most important thing, which I can't stress enough, is come and join us, show your support, you know, don't leave it till it's too late. It's not someone else's job, it's all of ours.
Okay. Let's hope the weather's good as well.
Let's hope the weather's good. Yes. And if it's not, you know, bring wellies.
Well, it doesn't matter. Exactly.
No, it's a short walk.
Yes.
There's nothing else happening.
No. Thank you so much, Jay, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck for Saturday.
Thank you so much. Cheers.